What's the advantage for early diagnosis of somebody with rheumatoid arthritis versus waiting till the disease moves along?
So we really want to make this diagnosis early, and the reason is that we have so many good therapies now that are going to prevent the disease from progressing. So once the disease has set in, there's a risk for damage to the joints. Once a joint is damaged, it's really irreversible. So the time to act is early. We like to think about therapy for patients with rheumatoid arthritis really at the first visit. And even in patients who don't have particularly aggressive disease, we're always thinking about ways to control inflammation and prevent joint damage.
And those are drugs that are called DMARDs, or what's a DMARD?
So a DMARD is a disease-modifying anti-rheumatic drug. And these are a group of medicines that have been shown to prevent the disease from affecting the synovium, the tissue that lines the joint, as well as the underlying bone, and can prevent erosion of bone, which is one of the hallmarks of severe disease.
There are drugs that are disease-modifying agents, and they almost come in two flavors. They're the more recent drugs that are biological forms of therapy that are usually infusions or injections that affect rheumatoid arthritis. But the mainstay of treatment, the old standby, is a drug called methotrexate. Can you spend some time talking about that?
So methotrexate is a drug that we have been using for the treatment of rheumatoid arthritis for more than 30 years. It's taken by mouth once a week and really has made a huge difference in what we can do for patients with rheumatoid arthritis. So for most patients, this may be the first DMARD medication that they take. Most people tolerate this medicine quite well, and a good percentage of patients get an excellent response to methotrexate. There are, of course, some patients in whom the medication does not adequately treat their disease, and in those patients, we often consider multiple agents together, so what we call combinations of DMARDs, or the use of biologic therapy. And those are the medicines that are injectable or by infusion.
There are some patients who take methotrexate and they really can't tolerate it. Would you jump to one of these biological therapies more rapidly then?
In some cases, we would do that. Some patients will have some nausea or hair loss or oral ulcers that preclude the use of methotrexate. Occasionally, we see patients who have underlying liver disease, and those patients can't take methotrexate. So those may be situations where we would go to a biologic DMARD. But there are also other oral agents such as hydroxychloroquine or sulfasalazine or leflunomide and a number of other oral disease-modifying therapies that we might use in lieu of methotrexate in those cases.
But the real revolution that came about are based on understanding that there are very specific chemicals that are existing in the body and in joints that can be blocked by these injectables, the anti-tumor necrosis family or TNF family of drugs. They've really changed a lot of the landscape of therapy.
Yeah, this has been probably one of the most amazing things during the course of my career. These drugs became available about 20 years ago, and I think they have just revolutionized how we treat patients with rheumatoid arthritis and also really have changed the future for all of those patients. It was not uncommon 20 years ago to see patients who came to our clinic in a wheelchair. And these days, it's very unusual to see that. The medications have really made a huge difference and have really changed the future for our patients.
Patients can get by with perhaps limited joint destruction. They can do very well for very long periods of time.
Sometimes I'll see people in my clinic who've been on these medicines really since the outset of their disease, and I can't even tell that they have rheumatoid arthritis. So that's not true for everybody, but it's certainly a possibility for some patients.
And there are other biological forms of therapy as well that are of different kinds than the TNF blockers that seem to help in some patients too. The future is pretty bright for all kinds of therapy for this disease.
That's absolutely true. And we have many drugs that are what we call non-TNF biologics, which we save for patients who haven't responded to TNF inhibitors or in whom they can't take TNF inhibitors. But there's a fairly big pipeline of new drugs coming on the market to treat rheumatoid arthritis.